Thanks for listening to The Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
It is week 5 in the crossover series, and we're going to go somewhere with this teaching. Not a long teaching, a short teaching. Somebody say thank you. To get us to this teaching, to the place I want to go, I got some pictures that I want to show you. Picture number one right here is, what is that? Anybody know what that is? What is it? Yeah, this is a military commissioning service. Then what they do at this service, you probably know this, is after months and months and months of training, these dudes and women stand up and they are commissioned to go and change the world. See, they're not commissioned. Are you listening? They're not commissioned to go and sit in a gathering the rest of their lives and talk about that which they've been commissioned to. They have been commissioned to do something. Somebody say to your neighbor with your friendly finger, those dudes gotta do something. That's what the commissioning is. How about this next picture? This right here, very nice outfit. I had that outfit on this morning. I was gonna wear it, but I thought it would be awkward to match this kid. Who knows what this is? It's a ship commissioning. You see, what happens is, for some reason, they have an alcoholic beverage of some kind, and they smash that alcoholic beverage on the boat or the ship, and in so smashing, it's a commissioning that says, hey, boat, or hey, world, this boat was made for a purpose. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, made for a purpose. And in this service, by smashing alcohol on it, they're saying it's made for a purpose, and now we're unleashing it to do the thing it was made to do. Somebody say, unleash it. Those are sweet pants or shorts or whatever he's got going on. Next commercial. And then, let's be honest, I've always wanted a pair of those massive scissors. What do we got going on here? Anybody? It's a commissioning of a building on its grand opening, and at the commissioning where the giant scissors are used, they're saying to the world that this building has a purpose, and as of today, snip, the purpose will be unleashed in the world, and you can see the hope and excitement on their faces. They believe that that building and its purpose are going to change planet Earth. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, it's got a purpose? And then I think the last one, the next one, is this. Yeah. Look at that. Now, I remember my high school graduation, 27 years ago, holy cow. I did not throw my hat because I'm kind of anal that way. And I'm like, I'm not throwing it. This is mine. I don't want to lose it. How many of you are like me and kept your hat? Yeah, yes. How many of you actually did throw it or will throw it when you get there? Okay. You all are doing it wrong. Just let you know. How many of you are going to be doing this in the near future, sometime this year? Yeah, you are. So this is a high school commencement or a college commencement. You know, it's a thing where this is what they're doing. They're saying you have been trained, you've received an education, and now you are ready to enter into the world. So let's throw things in the air. So they're ready, and I'll tell you what, these girls, I'm not sure if they had substance help, but they look really happy right now. Because when the training is done, sometimes the training is hard. When the training is done and you're unleashed to fulfill your potential, somebody say fulfill potential. It's worthy of just celebrating the commission. So it's week 5 of the year, and it's week 5 of this crossover series, and we've been talking all year so long, all month, that it feels like God's calling us to change directions, to move from one direction to the other. And to get at that, I want to begin a commissioning thing for us. But before I do that, I don't want to just point to some cool pictures of cultural commissionings. Those are good, and those help us get to where we're going. But I want to point to a biblical commissioning and hold up that model to you. It's the commissioning of a guy who became the greatest and first missionary for Christianity. Anybody know Paul's name? What was his name? Yeah, it was Paul, right. Before he became Paul, before the Lord renamed him, he had another name. You might have seen his movie or TV show. It's called Better Call Saul. Do you know this show? It's about him. It's not about him. So let me show you his commissioning. Now, before I show you his commissioning, I want to point out something. He was commissioned. We're going to see that in a minute. Was he option A, commissioned to sit in a room and talk about his commissioning? Hey, guys, I got commissioned. It was nice. Was he B, commissioned to gather a bunch of friends and stare at somebody who talks about the commissioning? Was that what he was commissioned to? Or C, was he commissioned to actually get off of his tuchus? Somebody say tuchus. And go do something. A, B, or C? How many of you think A? It's not B, Stephanie, but how many of you think it's B? No. How many of you think it's C? You think it's C? Yeah. Do you think it's C? It's C, of course. And so before we even get to the biblical commissioning, you need to know that like the others, there's a purpose and a point for the commissioning. The half-brother of Jesus, his name was James. He wrote a book of the Bible, called it James. And in the book of James, written by James, he would say this. He would say, don't merely be hearers of the word who deceive themselves, be doers. And so we're going to look at this commissioning, and you need to know that after his commissioning, he did something with that which he was commissioned to do. Do it. Now, before I get to the commissioning, I'm wondering if Kalamazoo is dying for God's people to do something with their commissioning. I'm wondering if there's pockets of Kalamazoo that are waiting for you to wake up and do something with the commissioning the Lord is giving you. I'm wondering if there's some in this room who've been waiting for a commissioning so they can dust off the dustiness of church and get up and go change the world, because it comes with a commission to do, not sit. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to do. You got to do. So let's look at the commissioning of a guy named Saul who became the apostle named Paul. Here it is. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. So let me just interrupt right there. Whenever you want to commission God's people to go about their business, that is a great place to begin. Worship the Lord and fasting. And so there might be a season of fasting coming in our collective future, maybe in the next few weeks. Be ready. That's coming, okay? And also, it's good for us as we get sent out to do our work. It's good to worship. And let me tell you why. And to tell you why, I got a question. How many of you who've been addicted or had this stupid behavior that you want to get rid of have just tried harder? Anybody tried harder? And how does trying harder work? It does. And I was talking to a friend the other day, and you know, we were wrestling with our own stuff, talking about our histories. And back in the day, he was sharing with a friend of his own struggles and how he was falling. And his friend looked at him and said, hey, well, have you ever tried self-control? And no, he's telling me the story while we're on a walk with Barclay, and I'm just indignant. I'm like, thank you, self-control. I never thought of that one. What a good idea, or what horrible advice, because sometimes self-control just doesn't work. And so what worship does is it aligns us with the one who transforms. So let me just tell you this. Trying harder ain't gonna cut it. But getting in tune with the one who created the world will cut it. So before any commissioning, it's good to worship. It's good to fast. So while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit. Now let me just talk about the Holy Spirit for once. You know, the Christian church, historically, we believe in a theological concept called the, what am I talking about? Trinity. The Trinity. God is one with three distinct parts. Father, Son, and... Yeah, and it's often in American Christianity, that third part of God, the Holy Spirit, that is ignored and left out. It's often Father, Son, and the Holy Scriptures, right? And we pretend that it's all cerebral. But there's a third part, the Holy Spirit, where the power of God is unleashed in this world. And so the Holy Spirit, the one that God unleashed on us, the one that is in us, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. And Saul would become who? set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. You see, like them, this might be hard for you to believe. Listen to this. What was true then is true now. Saul and Barnabas aren't exceptions to the norm. They are an example for Christ's followers. God set them apart for a particular calling, a particular mission, and it's true for you. You have a particular calling. Do you know this? You have a particular anointing and calling and task from the Lord that only you can fulfill. Only you can fulfill the thing that God has for you to fulfill. Nobody else can. Nobody else could do the work that God called Paul and Barnabas to, and nobody else can do you. Turn to your neighbor and with your friendly but stern face say, nobody else. Nobody else. Like them, you have a specific call on your life. So the Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them. This is the commissioning. The church placed their hands on them. The leaders at the time put their hands on them and sent them off. They were commissioned to do. So I'm going to commission you guys in a minute. I'm going to play the role of that person, those persons who place their hands on them, and I'm going to hold my hands up over you, and I'm going to commission you to a task. And I think for the next several Sundays, who knows how long, maybe forever, I'm going to commission you every Sunday to do a task, should you choose to accept it. And the task I'm going to commission you to this week, just to, so you're not scared about this, it's to learn Greek by next Sunday. No? No. Here's the commissioning. I'm going to commission you to do something nice for your neighbor. I'm going to say, hey, church, if you're a follower of Christ and you're ready to be commissioned, stand up, and I'm going to bless you to be doers of the word, not hearers of the word, and I'm going to ask you to expand God's kingdom and go be nice to the neighbors that are in your world, because the world needs niceness, right? That's what I'm going to commission you today. But before I do that, there's a third aspect to this whole concept of commissioning. The first one we looked at is the actual doing, right? Be here, or don't be hearers of the word, but be doers. The second one we just looked at, it's the actual commissioning, the laying on of hands. But there's something that happens before that I want to make sure that we're clear on. And let's go to Galatians chapter 1 to check that one out. The apostle Paul says, I didn't go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. He didn't go there first. I went to Arabia, and later I returned to Damascus. And all that gets us to this point. Then after 3 years. So let me just give you a quick quiz. Can you get rid of that real quick, please? Thank you. How long was he in Damascus? How many? How many years? 3 years. What we learned from the 3 years line, 3 years, sometimes before the commissioning, you got to get some training. Have you guys heard of this thing that is called the Grow Tool? See, for the last 3 months of last year, we told you about the Grow Tool, where we said, hey, if you're not a follower of Christ, we want to invite you into a relationship so that you can become a disciple, kind of like a seed that's new and with potential. And if you've been, you know, walking with God for a little bit and your faith journey is a little further, we want to invite you to grow into a disciple that's kind of like a root, you know, that's sinking down and learning. And if that's where you've been, we want to invite you to become a tree-type disciple that's reaching up to God and reaching out to the world and changing the world. You see, when the Apostle Paul went to Damascus, he was right here. He was a seed. He was new to the faith. He had an encounter with the Lord while walking on the road. It's a crazy story, an awesome story. And he was new to the faith. And you will note, how many years was he there?
3 years.
He wasn't commissioned till after 3 years. You see, he didn't go from a brand new disciple like a seed, boom, to over here. It took time and it took process for him to grow. Sometimes it's got to grow. And so I'm going to address some of you now who've maybe been a seed or not even a seed type in your discipleship. Maybe you haven't done what you need to do to grow so that you can be commissioned to change planet Earth. See, sitting in church and listening to a bald dude speak ain't enough. Sometimes you got to put more faith in action. Not that you're earning salvation, but you're enacting the grace God has given to you. And so Rod, one of our pastors here, has spent all kinds of energy with all kinds of awesome people developing the Grow Tool to help assess where you're at, seed, root, or tree, and then giving you a cornucopia of opportunities. It's so exciting. I use the word cornucopia. there are so many opportunities for you to enlist in, to plug into, so that you can grow into your faith, so that you can come to a place where you are ready to be sent forth to change planet Earth. So a minute ago, I said, you know, I think there are people in here who are there are people in the world who need you to go into your faith by doing what you've heard. I also think that there are people in the world who need you to grow in your faith so that you can go in your faith. So I'm particularly talking to spectating Christians, right? If you've been here for a while and you would, you know, with honesty, look at yourself and say, I'm a spectating Christian. I like the Sunday experience and I like to sit back and maybe even worship a little bit and laugh at the appropriate places, nod my head at the appropriate places. But if you're a spectator in your faith, here's what I want to say to you. Stop it. Stop it. See, God didn't take the nails on the cross, conquer death, and jump out of the tomb so that we could simply spectate in our faith. He did those things so that we could be a part of his work on planet Earth and go change the world for the better, because God is good. And the more that his kingdom moves to the earth, the gooder planet Earth is. So, maybe you need to up the ante of your training. Maybe you need to go back to the 3 years of training like Paul did. Or maybe you're ready to be sent and changed. Maybe you've just been waiting all these years for somebody to say, now you have a task. Here's your task this week. Go do it. If that is you, are you ready to be commissioned? Stand up if you are. If you're a visitor, you don't have to do any of this. That's fine. But if this is your church home, boy, you better stand. If you're checking out Jesus, if you're a visitor, you don't have to stand at all. But if this is your church home, you better stand up. And if I know this is your church home and you're not standing, I have a laser pointer. I can't see the balcony because of the lights. You're all lucky up there. Okay. Your assignment, church, is to be a disciple who's like a tree that changes the world, that provides shade amidst the heat, shelter amidst the storm, and reaches up to God and points to God. And to do that today, you have a very simple assignment, and that's just to do one thing nice for one of your neighbors, one of the people that you are around, just one thing nice this week. Just do that one thing nice. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I commission you to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. I commission you in the name of Jesus to go forth and bring God's kingdom with you by doing one thing nice for one of your neighbors this week. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.